It's just different.
Hopeless at one point, and they have an opportunity to make you go harder, make you get in that booth and just really express that hopelessness. Like, man, y'all don't understand. This is like, you know what I mean? You dig from a different place. That bottom of your soul, that pit, homie, where you felt like the shit was, you know what I'm saying? You always wanted, but it looked like it was just not gonna happen.
Shit, if in your mind it ain't gonna happen, shit, it probably won't. I took some risks, some people probably won't. Pass our grace before the fruits of all my labor. Hard to live and know you sick. I'd rather be with my creator, thinking time's up.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Four Insight Podcast. This is your host, Mike Obi.
It's your boy, London Ogletree, back for some more gems. What's up, my guy?
My man, another day, another week. It ain't been so long. You know, it's been a little restful for me, just in terms of not being able to, not having to work, you know. But, I mean, life still is busy, you know. I have other projects that I've been working on, but everything's good, man. You know, one day at a time, like I always live by. What's going on with you?
Yeah, same thing. Just, you know, I kind of forgot what working in the office was, because I worked at home this whole week. So I just got to rest and relax, chill with the girl, and go see her family for Thanksgiving, and went to Texas A&M for a football game. So I had a nice little break. So I'm kind of ready to get back into my routine and finish out the year strong, honestly.
Yeah, man, speak on it. But and before we get into it, obviously, we appreciate all of you guys who listen and tune in. You know, you could be anywhere, you could be listening to anything, but you're here with us, and so we appreciate it. Now we ask that you continue to show your support by liking and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you haven't already done so, turn on post notifications so you get notified of all the gems when they drop. So, L, as we round out season two, man, much has happened. You know, when we look at it, we're right about to hit December, and you know, we started this whole thing back in January. And just looking at it, and you thinking back about where we were back in January and at the beginning of the year to where we are now, just what goes through your mind, what comes to mind, what are you thinking about, or what do you think has happened?
Growth. Just to kind of sum it up in one word right there, just growth. I think we came into it like we spoke on the last two episodes of just, we had a different mindset, kind of with me being single. You had a different mindset as well. We're going into the gym with, as long as me as well, going to the gym, trying to learn new people, going into our environment now that we know so many people in our environments. Now everything kind of, it's kind of like, the analogy that I used, what was it, Thursday or Friday, I told somebody, I said, it's kind of like, it was like how people say going to the NBA or NFL, the game is super fast and then all of a sudden just slows down. Mm. I think what the podcast did just kind of slowed everything down and slowed the world down and just made everything easier. Now, like, our connection is better. We kind of can click and we can pick up on things really quick. My things that once attracted me aren't that my main focus now. So I say it just made me grow up as well. So I can't complain about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like that analogy you used there, just the game slowing down. Because, I mean, the more you work at something, the easier it gets as you continue to get practice with it. I remember back when, even in 2020, when I started this whole podcast thing, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, it was just me getting on the camera and just kind of rambling on. I mean, I luckily had really great guests who were willing to support me. So, I mean, I was able to learn a lot in that first season. But as far as, you know, the quality and me being a podcaster, I mean, it was a lot of learning as I went, but like anything, you get better with it. And then, you know, even in that second half of that first season, you know, me doing that individual stuff, I always tell people that was painful to do because it's just me and my thought with my thoughts by myself in the studio. But you learn how to just get over yourself and how to figure things out and how to keep on moving. And then, you know, I took that break and then I meet you in the gym, and then one thing leads to another. Now we're doing this and it's almost a full year that we've been at this. And, you know, I just got to say, first off, thank you for, you know, at least believing and trusting in me, because, I mean, it's not easy to have a co-host, one, and then to, you know, you show up here every Sunday and do this, and, you know, it makes it easier. It takes a great burden off having somebody to go back and forth with and have a co-host that you can, you know, trust and believe in. So with that, I appreciate you doing this and being on this route.
Always, my brother. But you know what really made me, like, because I was already thinking about doing a podcast myself and I was going to go on the other end, but I just never had nobody who was going to be as passionate as me. Mm-hmm. And then I found somebody who was, I feel like, is more passionate than me. So I'm like, that kind of picks my hunger up for it. So, like, when we met each other, we didn't even go into it thinking of a podcast. We just went into it kind of talking about relationships and women and just about life. And then we was like, dang, we kind of think similar ways. And I think it was in gym one or something. I think it was me, you, and Trey. And then we were just all talking. And then it was just like, he was like, yeah, we need to, I was thinking about doing a podcast. I was like, me too. And then it just, now we look like a year back and now we're here. So I think it's just God's plan. And that's why I said I would never give up on it. Cause it's like, you just, right now you got to build a foundation, and building that foundation and figure out what works and what doesn't work. You had a whole year under your belt. Now this is probably your second year. Now this is my first year. So now my second year, I got to see what I can improve on and better in, and critique what I can do going into season two with better sceneries, better people coming on the show. So we got a lot of stuff planned.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's all foundational. Like, and at the end of the day, what it goes down to is, you know, the people always talk about, you know, finding your purpose and being able to be bought into it. I think as long as you're living in, like, for me, this is what I really wanted to do and what I really was bought in and set in on. So then finding someone who had that same drive and motivation to at least say, hey, I'm at least giving my all. I mean, as long as you're doing that, you learn to figure things out, because you're doing it for the right reasons and the right motivation. Like, we're not making no money off this right now, you know what I'm saying? But that makes it funner. And then it makes you have to figure out and be better, you know, in order to improve your craft. And so I think that's like anything, like even us being in the gym, it's the same mindset that we have in there. We just had to translate it somewhere else. Me, who used to, we both played sports, you know, you play basketball, I play football. I just took that same drive and that same discipline that I took from there. And I was like, okay, you can still utilize it. It's translatable. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you have to learn how to translate it to another field and another industry. And for me, like, that's what I think, you know, like athletes who end up becoming successful business owners, it's still that same discipline, the same drive. I think Kobe did this, LeBron did this, Mike Jordan did this. Like, just saying, okay, look, we already have the blueprint and the discipline. We just have to learn how to be able to speak it in different language. So being able to do that, I think, is paramount, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it's hard to kind of see what everything has kind of come to. In my eyes, like, everything just went so fast, because, like, I was just talking to Kat about that. She's like, this is the end of the year. And I'm like, yeah, it was like, we just met 7-8 months ago. So I'm like, knowing, meeting you, putting you into, like I said, I don't really have a big circle of friends. And now, like, now I consider you as somebody I call really close. And now it's just like, I just want to see this thing do so much success on top of everything you got to do. So I'm looking forward to everything moving forward.
Most definitely. But, you know, before going on, I think one thing, as we get towards the end of the season, I think it's always important to kind of reestablish what we're all about here. And, you know, I don't know about you, but when I get asked, you know, what is it that we talk about, or why do you podcast? Like, my answer always used to say is, could be different for every single person. Like, it's multi-layered, multifaceted. But I think at the end of the day, it's all about learning from you. But just for you, whenever people ask you, like, what do y'all talk about on your podcast, or when you're in the gym and people talk about it, like, if you had to put what it is that For Insight is supposed to mean or represent, or what it is that we try to do here, what would you say?
It's two things. Balance, give two perspectives of what we think men and women both speak on life and relationships. Coming into it, we thought about just relationships. Then we kind of seemed like, okay, maybe that might get kind of boring week in, week out, just talking about relationships. Let's talk about life and relationships. On the second hand of it, it was, we wanted to bring that real authentic, like, soul to a lot of people, because a lot of people are missing that. And that's, we got this cancel culture, which is fine, and because you can't just say anything on social media or on the air. But at the same time, we still have to, there's so many people out there in a demographic for people just being real, and you can approach it in a respectful way instead of being like an a-hole about it or this and this. You can still say your mind and say your piece without having to just say something disrespectfully. So that's how I think we brought it into that angle of, like, for this podcast. That's why I see it going forward.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I look back at it, when I first saw, I was like, why did I even start doing it? You know, I have to sometimes think about that. And I think my main thing was, I was just trying to learn. And, like, and my thing is, my best learning from when I was in college was through just having conversations with people. Like, okay, what is your perspective on this issue? Okay, let me see how I think. Let me see how I can be different. And I think what people lost the art of is just being able to have an open mind. Right. That's a lot of what I was observing, or it's like, it's my way or else you're an idiot because you disagree with me. You know what I'm saying? Especially given what was going on in the world. And so I was like, well, let me create something where you can get every person's perspective. And I think that kind of comes out in the way that I talk and interview here. Like, I'm not here to really bestow a lot of my opinions unless I'm asked about them, but it's more so about, okay, this is an issue. Now let's see what we think about this issue, you know, us being our authentic selves, right? And let's have a candid conversation. So I always do a lot of, you know, playing devil's advocate. And that's why it was important for me to have a co-host. Like when I was doing this individually, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to speak on both sides. And it just was like it was just navigating a maze. But now that we have it in this little bit more cut and dry, it's like, okay, we have this issue and we're able to kind of tackle them point by point. And for me, it was just about bringing that. We have a lot of traditional values, but we also have a progressive mind in terms of being able to say old school values still work, but then finding that balance of, okay, while you're still old school, you have to evolve with the times. And I think we're trying to learn how to make sense of that, you know, and kind of bring that to the people. I think that's what we've been trying to do, is kind of give an insight on, okay, this is what old school might have thought. This is what old minds used to think, but then this is what we need to know in order to help us evolve going forward.
And if you think about it, we're not the only people who have this struggle of trying to keep something not being stale or keep it going the same way. If you look at the big platforms like ESPN and First Take, they have a debate show. They switch. If you see Stephen A, he switches out his co-host every 6 or 7 years because it's like, okay, we don't want people to keep seeing the same thing on the same size. When we do get that co-host, let's try to get them to kind of have different opinions, and unfortunately you don't want to just fake it, but like if y'all do have the same opinions, that's okay. But if that's what we thrive on, is we want to start bringing in people with this and this, and we both have intelligent minds where it's like we bring that perspective of what a lot of men and a lot of women are actually thinking. But now it's like, I don't think I've seen yet too many people describe relationships in life and relationships in that matter in a thorough way, respectfully, but also stern, to kind of get your point across. That's what I'm saying. I think our lane is the first lane. I'm starting to see somebody do it on both sides and kind of understanding, don't just bash all women, don't just bash men, to kind of give a kind of complex answer to kind of say, well, we can agree to disagree, but this is where we stand on it. So
yeah, I think our advantage is just speaking on it one more again is just our ability to be able to look at both sides of the spectrum. Like for me, I've gone and I've been around people from the farthest extreme, I guess, speaking on behalf of men, and then to the farthest extreme on behalf of women. And I'm like, okay, that's what they say. That's what they say. Now, what's the middle ground? And I think the main thing is like, okay, a lot of people, if you hear about it, and take social media influence out of it and just being able to have your own mind, I think is important. So I'm like, okay, and put simply, coming down the middle, people really want the same outcome, but they're not willing to give or compromise anything in order to get it. That's the main thing I notice. And it's like, that goes in anything, that goes in career, that goes in life, that goes in relationships. And so my thing is, okay, how do we find this balance, or what is it that people need to do in order to get to that balance? And that's where, you know, I rely on old minds who've been able to do this long enough. And I'm like, yo, how did y'all figure this out? Or what is it that we're missing when you guys look at us, you know? Or, you know, me, I'm like, if I have this idea, this is what I think, this is what I see the problem as. And then I'll either ask an old head if, you know, they've been around doing it. You know, this is where I feel like mentorship. And I think we, you know, you lose that. And I hear older retired NBA athletes, you know, talk about this, like the lack of that, you know, veteran presence, that veteran leadership, being able to guide these young players. And it's kind of the same thing. These young minds don't have or don't want to listen to a lot of the old heads. And I think one thing that we have at our disposal is that we, if anything, seek out old heads in order to say, hey, we're trying to figure this thing out. Or, you know, we have our mindset, we have our lane, and we're trying to figure out, what can you add on, or what is it that you guys see in us? You know, I'm big on that. And it's been like that my whole life. You know, there was a Coach Martinez when I was in middle school. There was a Coach Dines, a Coach Koval, who's still around now. I was just hanging with him. And then there was my older brother, Bernard, my dad, uncles, like where it's this whole brain trust and knowledge around me, which is why I'm able to speak on the things I speak on, like confidence. Not because I don't, it's not, I feel like I know everything, but it's because I've had a lot of people pour into me, and I just take that knowledge and try to walk accordingly. And I feel like you do the same thing.
Exactly. And that's what it all is. Just like, we're not everything that the older people said we 100% agree with, but a lot of things that they said we agreed with, but we just took it and kind of put our own spin on it and put that remix with like our age group and stuff. And that's kind of how I want to speak to like the younger group. Like, look, you don't got to listen to everything I say, but like, there is some knowledge I can give you that might benefit you, and you can do it your own way. I'm not asking you to do it the same way, because we're all different. So I think how you put that was exactly what we do.
Now, this next part, I think, is the key point or the pivotal point in terms of what we've been able to have happen for us. Just the importance of having the right community around you, and we've kind of had to learn how to do this and how to adopt this as we've gone, because we both have talked about us not having really big circles, but understanding how to network and go about that. So, just talk about what that has meant to you, or how you've been able to go about creating the right community of support.
I think that's what I struggle with tremendously is networking. Like, I struggle with that tremendously because I'm fortunate enough to be in the situation I am in my career in like sales and make what I make. But like getting it was hard. I had to go to my number one foundation, which was just hustle and grind and just do something that I didn't want to do. I went to a worked for a broker shop, and they gave me a base, but the base wasn't high, and then I had to work mainly try to get my commission up, do that. On top of that, I was doing meal prepping, the hotel. So for me, I kept my circle who I was already, I grew up with, which we already had those foundations and fun, like morals and values. But at the same time, I had to get out of my comfort zone as well. And that's what helped me, was just take a leap and don't be afraid to talk. Don't be, if something does happen, don't be afraid to have a conversation. You're just, they're human just like you. And a lot of people do struggle with that as well. I mean, maybe somebody might have a different view on it, but for me, just keep who you have in your circle, the circle, adding extra people in there. It just was too much for me there. That's enough support for you. At the end of the day, you need to have motivation yourself to kind of go, keep going and keep doing it your way. And that's my opinion of it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would say that I came about it a different way. I think I always was good at networking as far as just being able to talk to people and have conversations. But I feel like I was like, I don't want to be the type of person who's good at networking anymore. Like, I almost try to deny that, because what I've noticed when I was younger is when you become the person who people like, you know, people know you for being kind of a good person and talking, they also try to get at you. They try to play you a little bit more too. Like, I noticed this in jobs specifically, where like managers would try to say stuff that's slick on the low. It's like, you wouldn't say that to me if you didn't have that tag of manager. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's stuff like that where people try to play you whenever you get that label of extroverted. So I'm like, nah, I'm gonna just stay to myself and, you know, stay in my niche and stay in my lane. But then what started happening was with me doing the fragrance stuff and me wearing fragrance all the time, you know, wherever I went, or, you know, to the gym specifically, because that's really where it started. You know, it started becoming something where it's like, hey, man, what are you wearing? And then, you know, hey, can you help me with this? What would you look at with this? And then people started knowing us for that. And then, you know, because like, I don't think I'm an asshole, you know, people are like, oh, you know, no, this dude's cool, man, go to him. And then naturally it just became something where I started meeting more people as it went. And so it kind of came somewhere I had to kind of expand the network. But then even with that, it's about being able to be diligent on the right people to keep around you. It's like meeting a London, meeting a Blake, meeting our guy Trey. It's like, okay, these guys are genuine dudes and don't want nothing from me, and they don't want me to give them anything. And they're just about being real individuals, right? And so being kind of cognizant of that, I've been able to kind of just say, okay, these people are good. And then also just having the right support in place in terms of y'all pushing me to take on more challenges. Like, you, I mean, I look back at it, I'm like, who would have thought I'd have really been in this fragrance stuff the way I am now? Who would have thought I'd have been a teacher and I'd have been doing this podcast stuff the way I'm doing it now without the community that I have in place? Yes, obviously people will say, oh, it's your work and you did it. But it's like, yeah, but you need the right people to be able to push you to be better. Because sometimes just alone, it's not always enough sometimes.
I think what you said that really stood out to me was, you was like, we are very like introverted people and just don't want to reach out to people first. I don't know if that's a pride. I don't know what it is for that, for me and you, but it's worked for me in a way, because like, for example, when I start a role or if I go to a new gym, and not to toot my own horn or whatever, like I'd never overstep my boundaries. Like, I would say hello to the new people I meet. But I'm never like a, hey, so this will happen and go on with my day. I would say, well, I hope you have a good day and keep going. By me doing that, it's allowed me to have people come to me like, okay, now this guy doesn't want nothing from me. Let me put my guard down and come to him, and now I'll speak. I'm like, that's crazy how that always works. Because if you did that going to like Alpha Land, it's like, I've been doing that at the gym. Like, I'm never going to go up to somebody because they work out. Like, that's just not me. And then over time, somebody might be like, what's up, bro? And then I'm like, what's up, bro? And then you might say, what's up, bro, for like six times. And at the time, you're going to be like, after the sixth time, you're going to just probably say some more words. And that's kind of how I go about it. But I don't think everybody should go that approach. I think everybody should go, be friendly, but don't overdo it. That's my, I'm not an overdoer. Just be yourself. Actually, just be yourself. Screw all that. Just be yourself. Yeah. So that's really all you got
to
do.
Yeah, be your authentic self. I mean, like London's talking about, if you know you're the type that likes to talk to people and you're a people person, then I mean, be that. You know what I'm saying? And just be mindful of like who you decide to surround yourself with. If you know you're not the biggest people person, then I would say surround yourself with someone who is such, especially if you need to be able to learn how to network it. You know what I'm saying? It should never cost you anything, or it should never be a hindrance for you. I think that's the end of the day. If it's something that's taking money out your pocket, or if it's something that's keeping you from attaining a goal, then I think you got to fix that, right? But I mean, yeah, I mean, networking is an important thing. Because at the end of the day, I think what you and I both have kind of had to come to the realization of is like, as much as we try to go at life on our own, you can't accomplish everything you want on your own because you just don't know everything. And so that's where having people who you know who can kind of help you, that's where that's a good thing and that's a plus. I mean, even me, you know, I haven't talked about this too much, but one of the projects I'm working on has caused me to like have to approach people. Like that's part of the whole thing. And so then with that, people give good insight, like, hey, have you ever thought about doing this? Hey, have you ever thought about doing this? And those are good ideas that I wouldn't have been able to even think about had I not put myself out there and asked for those opinions and asked for people's help, you know, or just have these conversations. Like, you never know who you know, and you don't know what you don't know until you find out. So that's what I think about it.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, understanding what evolving looks like in life and in real time. So, I mean, just talk about we've talked so much about this growth and evolving and, you know, why it's been a good thing. And what do you think it takes for someone to really truly undergo that? You know, because I think a lot of people say that they want to try to evolve. They say they want to try to grow up. They say they want to learn, but they can't do it. So what do you think it really takes in order for someone to go through that?
I will say this is hard. Yeah. It's hard. Like, I think I'm one of the best at like staying out the way, like whatever, like I'm in that category of like Hall of Fame or so. There's other people like me, but it's like evolving is you never I was listening to a song, I said you never prepare for growth because it's new. It's new, so you don't know what's coming. So of course you never done it, so of course it's going to be weird to you and you don't know. Like, you never, like you say, I never knew I was going to be a teacher. I never knew what I was doing with this podcast. All you did was jump. And then what did that do for us when we just jumped in to do this? Now this seems easy now, just going on here every Sunday. And at first it was hard to even get on here and do this. So now it's like, okay, now let's take that jump to get a studio, blah, 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 blah. You can just deal with life. So I think for me, the evolving part came in life is when I truly stopped caring what was outside.
Yep, that's right.
I've officially stopped caring what was outside. Like, if my friends used to say, let's go out, I would go just because they said, let's go. Now I will say no. And then by me saying no enough times, I was watching, I Am Athlete. He was like, I'm that friend in the group now that I said no so many times just because I live in Miami. They know I'm in a house with my family and my wife and my kids and this, and I'm having fun. I go on big trips, but clubs, he's like, that's not me no more. I think I'm going into that type of thing, but just involving in life, I just started seeing things differently. I just don't like care what people post on their stories no more. I don't care what people do this. I don't care about doing all that stuff. So now I just focus on, how do I get better? How can I keep getting money? How can I keep providing for my family or potential family, and my mom, get her whatever. So whatever your desire needs are, that's kind of what I stopped thinking about. It was just like everything's, like I said, slowed down and just got easier for me.
Yeah, I think for me, evolving came whenever I stopped trying to be such a perfectionist and everything and stopped trying to micromanage every little situation. I try to find myself. You remember how it was whenever I was like, no, if I don't have this down 100% perfect, then I don't want to be in it. And I'm like, you're not gonna ever get anything done being that way. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're gonna be uncomfortable, but that's what you're supposed to seek for. You step out your comfort zone and then you'll figure things out and you'll grow along the way. So I think just me being able to like understand that growth is indeed just doing things that you want to do and figuring it out along the way and taking those lumps, taking those warts. I mean, that's what evolving is, because naturally you have to learn how to pick up different skills. You have to learn how to speak. You have to learn how to network. You have to learn how to hear no, face rejection in the face and say, hey, okay, no problem, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? And I think naturally you walk differently because you take great pride in yourself. And I think a lot of people are missing that because they don't want to try nothing. They're so afraid of what might not happen that they say nope and they don't go for it. So
this is my question.
That is.
Two, what if you're at, okay, you're asking what is like the understanding of like evolving? What does it look like? Mm-hmm. Do you think people can't evolve because do you think we all need some type of therapy or counseling?
See, here's the thing. I've always been a proponent of counseling. I believe people got to find help, but really finding help, some people, not everybody's wired to be able to be going to counseling and therapy and things of that nature. If you can do it, do it. Right now, I come from a culture we didn't believe in those type of things. Like my parents didn't believe in those type of things, and they still don't. Right. Yeah. You know, so it's like, I understand that I'm an outlier from that aspect of I never grew up with it culturally, but I do understand that if people have stuff going on, you have to find your way to fix the issues. I'm all about finding outlets to fix your issues. I've talked about that forever. And so for me, my form of therapy is I just have close friends where if I need to go talk to some, hey, I hit, or I, and more so it's like just being able to find answers. Hey, yo, L, Trey, hey, I got this going on. What do y'all think about this? And you have to have people who you can trust. If you don't have anybody who you can trust, then you find a therapist or a counselor that is going to be an unbiased party to you. But if you have people who are real ones and you can rely on them and you know that you can reach out to them, then I think that's a good form of therapy, as long as you know that those people have your best interests at heart. I think what happens more so is people seek their therapy through people who don't have their best interests at heart, and they give them bad information. Right. And through getting that bad information, they send themselves down further down a rabbit hole that they weren't trying to get on, you know, or, you know, they don't ever grow. They don't ever open their mind up, and then they get into bad situations, to answer your question.
See, that was my viewpoint of it, was like, maybe y'all just don't got no real friends, or y'all don't got no real people around y'all. But like, I'm in that same side as you. Like, I grew up with allies of just not going to therapy, and maybe that's not the right way of approaching it, because like how I approach it is, I don't think everybody cares about your problem. So it's like, that's just true. go in the background and just figure it out and you get over the hump. It's life. Everybody has the same, a different life, but everybody got some struggle. So just, you got to sometime, at some point in your life, regardless of you going to that therapy or that counselor, you have to some point say, I have to do that for myself. That's why I just never went, because at the end of the day, you have to get up. The counselor can tell you everything in the world, but if you don't get up yourself and do it, you're not going to want it. So I just knew that, regardless of what them telling me, I knew I had to get my outside stuff done. But to answer that point was, I just have good friends like you or Blake, like just because I tell y'all something about my relationship or this and this, y'all not going to sit there and just pick my side. Y'all going to say the honest opinion. Like, okay, I think you was kind of wrong about it. You got to look at it this way. She was probably right. But a lot of people got some fake people around them where it's like, they might come to you like, well, you need the unbiased opinion. I'm like, I have unbiased opinion people. It's just y'all don't have unbiased opinion people. Yeah. So I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, and I mean, this to kind of elaborate upon your point, like, I mean, I think the reason why, like, saying, oh, well, things happen in life, you got to just figure it out, that comes off insensitive, because it does. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't want to be the type to invalidate what people have going on, you know what I'm saying? But there is an aspect of you still have to want to do something about it. You can't be the type to say, well, I'm sad, so I'm going to do nothing. Like, that's not going to work either. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just being able to find that balance of, okay, if you do have something going on, you have to be able to say, I have something going on and I have to do something about it. Right. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to have the right people around you too, because you know what you don't want is, you don't want people who are really snakes, and you don't want yes men around you, just, or yes women around you, just telling you what you want to hear. You actually want objective opinions that are going to help you grow. And, you know, at the end of the day, you have to use your own judgment, your own intuition as a human being. And it takes going through things and wise words, and wise people usually learn from not only their own mistakes, but other people's mistakes. Like, okay, you look at your friend group. Does this person have the type of outcomes that I want? Okay, if so, then maybe I should rely on them. If they don't, they may not be the best source of information. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I kind of go about it.
No, that's why, like, yeah, just I don't wanna go just ramble on about this.
Yeah. Now, this next part talks about whatever field or whatever endeavor you embark on, it's important to always be able to give it your all. I mean, and I think we embody that pretty well. I mean, you're in corporate America, I'm in education. We both are into fitness, both former athletes. But the key thing that we always talk about is just being able to give it your all. It doesn't mean it's going to look the same. It doesn't mean that it's going to be perfect or that you're going to be first all the time. But it does mean that you'll be able to live with yourself better. If you're able to at least know, okay, I gave this my full effort and I live with the consequences, or you live with the re results and outcomes. But just expand upon that if you will.
The reason why I do it, in just a simple answer to that, the reason why I do it is because I know them 8 to 9 months is going to fast forward, and I'm gonna look back and be like, you didn't go as hard. I think a lot of people now are just trying to prove to other people. I'm like, you still have to go to sleep at the end of the day with yourself and knowing that you didn't really do everything, or you don't got this to prove to everybody. So for me, I just know that. I think after I graduated, and I think I told you on the podcast, I think I said, once I got my place and my mom did pay my first 2 months, 3 months of my rent. I was like, nobody knew that, but everybody's like, oh, you got your own place on it. And I'm like, yeah. And in my head, I'm like, I'm not really doing this. And then once she just let go, I'm like, oh, you're really paying. So you get a feeling in your stomach and your heart of like feeling like fulfillment of like, dang, I'm doing this. So I think it's more between me and myself of just knowing of like if I really did it or not. And then if I know I didn't do it, I feel like I'm a sucker in my head. So that's my biggest enemy is me.
Yeah, I feel that. Now, I think the next part of, and to sort of balance this out, is that you can't be stubborn to the point that you stunt your growth, right? I think this is a big societal issue that people are stubborn as shit, honestly, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. If you think I'm wrong, obviously I want you to tell me. But I think just talk about the importance of not people not being stubborn to the point that it stunts their growth or it blocks opportunities or blessings for them, honestly, too.
I might not be the best guy to answer this because that's me. You almost put my name on this
No,
topic. But it's basically me. It's basically me. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn it. I'm so stubborn. I don't feel like I'm ever, maybe it's the Virgo. I don't know if people believe in those
don't do
signs or
that.
whatever,
Don't
but
do that. No, don't do that.
I'm very stubborn. Like I always think I'm right. It's hard for me to be proven wrong. But like, you always feel like you have an answer to something. I do. So it's so I'm trying to learn because you can stunt your growth to be all like serious about this. Like it can stunt your growth by just you thinking you know everything. And it's like, so sometimes you got to sit back. And what I do benefit from is even if I do have an argument or disagreement with somebody, I'm very passionate and I will argue that person till I'm blue in the face. Like two or 3 days later, I'll calm down. I'll be like, dang, maybe I didn't go about that my best approach. But and then I'll be like, let me think about it with myself and see where I can improve in to not have that happen. But I haven't found that solution yet. So I'm gonna ask you,
Yes.
what do you do not to be stubborn in those situations? I think you're more, you have the side. I think we're so similar, but you have the chess. Like I'm very good at chess in the mind of life. But I think you got me beat at it. And I'm like, okay, so how do you deal with kind of being stubborn and to like the point where you kind of might stop your growth or kind of alleviate yourself from getting better?
Great question. And I mean, it's a multifaceted answer, but just to make sure that I don't talk forever, I think the main thing is just understanding I don't know everything. So my thing is not that I'm always gonna feel like I'm right, but I always have a follow-up question to whatever point people have, especially if it's a back and forth, right? I'll always be able to have my point because my point comes from somewhere, and it usually comes from data, right? And like, okay, I've seen this. extensively. This is why I think this. So if I feel like I don't have a strong enough case, then I'm saying, okay, based on this is what I think, and tell me if you think that I'm wrong, right? So it always comes from an idea, not of me attacking a person's point, but me just sort of saying, okay, I see your point, and I've raised you this counter argument. And so with that, it's more so of a back and forth, and people don't have such a guard up of, oh, I have to prove this person right, I have to feel like I got him. It's like, okay, I see where this dude comes from. I think that's normally what people tell me.
See, I do that though. Okay, so I do that approach of I see where you're coming from, but I just have something that I feel like might overpower what you just said. And you can agree to disagree, but that's just my stand on it. I've got taken as you always want to be right. You don't ever like, I'm like, I don't know how I always want to be right. I'm like, I see what you're saying. I'm just saying on this side of it, this is where I was coming from it. So I think me just always having to come back just instead of just being like, you're right. Now I just say we can agree to disagree.
I mean, but the thing is, if you don't feel like someone's right, then that's, I mean, you shouldn't just go with someone's opinion just because, right? That's the whole thing of having a back and forth. My thing, I guess, for me is like, I just don't communicate in a way maybe where, and this is just what I'm thinking. I mean, no, you'd have to ask people I have conversations with, because what I think, you know me, I'm always going to stay grounded and stay humble and like, feel like I know something else. But it's like, okay, I see what you did there. Now, what do you think about this? What do you think about
Right.
this? What do you, especially what I do this with women a lot too. Like, they'll be like, oh, well, I think this and men want this. I'm like, okay, fine. Now, under that logic, what if I say that? What if I say this? And they're like, I never thought of it that way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, that's more so what I try to get people to understand, is just to open your mind up, not to say, no, you have to be wrong and I have to be right. Or like, even I feel like my point is better, because it's like, okay, you have your point and I see where your point is, because it's a valid one, or that's a fair argument. Because you see this with politicians. Like, politicians, it's like, no, because we have this stance and this platform, we have to argue until blue in the face. I'm like, no, there's compromise always. Like, there's always some gray area, and I think that's the part I try to live in, is just in that gray area of, okay, this side has their part that they're right, that end of the spectrum has that part that they're right, this is the middle ground, you know what I'm saying? And that's where I try to keep it at always. And so even when I argue, it's not even so much arguing, it's okay, you way too extreme, come to this balance, or you're too extreme, come to this balance. And that's what I try to
Okay, that's fair. I'm gonna take off my stubborn card now.
do.
So I do that. So I'm not stubborn anymore, guys. So I don't wanna hear nobody coming up to me saying I didn't know you were stubborn. I'm taking it back because that's the approach that I did too.
Yeah. And I won't ever say someone's stubborn. I said they just have more passion towards their point. You know what I'm saying?
That's
So
me.
yeah, exactly. You argue and you're starting. And see, this is why our dynamic is good, for because for every person who, you know, likes the fact that you're passionate, they'll say that I don't have too strong enough of opinions. Like, I've gotten that, or like, you're not opinionated enough. I'm like, well, at the end of the day, the reason why is because I have an opinion. You just don't like my opinion because you want it to be extreme like yours. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I get in the heat whenever I'm like, okay,
I'm
now
gonna
you're
use
trying to
that one
bully me in
to say
the,
what you want me
yeah,
to say.
that's not gonna happen. Or you're trying to shame me into thinking what you want. That's never gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I can get stubborn, is when people try to bully,
Bully
spite.
me.
I'm
You
like,
know,
nah, man.
my little caption to that is I bully the bullies.
I don't believe in that. I don't. I just stand up to bullies. I said I don't need to bully them, but I'm not gonna be bullied. That's my main thing. You take this violent. You take this violent angle with it. I just mess with their mind a little bit. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm just gonna take your brain. No, I'm gonna fight you. I'm gonna fight your brain. It's funny
You're
that
like
way.
a
Anyway,
psychic. Read
but
the
anyway. All right, but now we get to our final point. So at the end of the day, so I mean, we're right at the end of the list. So we got one more, and our finale next week. You know, see episode 100, and we'll wrap up season two, and you know, we'll take us a little break, and work on other endeavors, other projects. You know, I got other stuff coming, but you know, just before the finale, what is your final message that you want to kind of set home before we close out for the season next week?
You know, we post this on all platforms. If any of these snippets, if any of these videos get to you, I think this episode was just solely for just somebody who is in the house, or they might went through a breakup, they might got fired, they might have got laid off, they might have gained weight, they might have lost weight and can't gain weight, whatever the scenario is, lost someone. it just for me, just like you just got to keep going. You got to keep going strong. You never know what's going to happen in your life. Look what Obi said. Look how I said it. We started off from almost like as a young adult getting our college degrees, but we came out of college and we still have to find something to kind of provide for ourselves and keep making money somehow. So it can be done the correct way. It can be done Instagram way. It can be done social media way, corporate way. Just it can be done. So it's like, keep going. Don't give up. Don't think that you guys are the only ones who've went through something. A lot of people are going through it. Just keep your head up and keep going.
Yep. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, but you got to keep on moving. You got to keep on digging. You got to keep on pursuing your goals. I mean, that's it at the end of the day for me. It's like, you know, whatever realm you get in, I'm never going to be the type to say, oh, that can't work. I'm just going to say, are you willing to put in the work to make it get there, to make it work? And that's why I always appreciate and I respect people who got the hustle. And I don't knock people who get the hustle in different ways. You know what I'm saying? Because there's multiple ways to skin a cat. I'm the type, I'm trying to go at it my way and it's different, but I understand what it's going to take. And, you know, I'm going to do what I have to. And look, I got a good community around me who's going to push me to be there. You know, so I think that's what it's kind of, we're just trying to give people that same mindset and the same belief in themselves, because we try to do it and we try to show this in real time. It's no fake stuff. You know, we don't have some marketing team. We don't have some other person trying to speak on our behalf. It's all us being as real and as authentic as we can be for y'all, the family. That's what I got.
Yeah, sure.
All right, man. Well, that'll do it for this week's episode. Once again, we appreciate all you guys who continue to give us your time, give us your ears. Hear what we got to say. You know, we just try to do this to help ourselves sharpen up, and you know, hopefully iron sharpens iron. And we got big plans for season 3 and for the years to come, for the episodes to come. So just stay tapped in with us. Like I said, follow us on Instagram, tap in with us there. And then also, like I said at the beginning, follow us on Instagram, follow us on all your listening platforms, subscribe to our YouTube, and keep on helping us boost up on all platforms, man. Al, you got anything else?
Nope, not on my end.
Most definitely. Well, we'll see y'all next week for the finale. Much love and we out.
Feet on the ground with a prove you wrong mindset. I'd rather go out on my sword than have my mind tapped. The ones with eyes can never see, I make the blind clap. I'm bringing back that type of sound that wants divine rap. Divine rap.